it's time to check in with Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities in Normal. And Pete, soybeans off to a pretty strong start this morning. Looks like they're trying to test that upper limit here this morning.
Yeah, they've tried that after the 8:30 time frame. In the overnight, they were down 1 to 2 at times, and this morning they got up 13. We had November's hit $9. We had Jan's hit 904.5. We've backed off 2 to 3 for those, still up 10 in those beans. Corn tried 79 early as a low, and then just in the, when the beans were up, they tried 83 for a high. So they've been up 2 to down 2. Not much happening there. Harvest is expected to be a big percentage done. I think they're looking at close to 70% done on beans nationwide, and corn, I think they're looking in the high 50s. Illinois, a huge amount done. They're slower in Iowa and Nebraska and Minnesota, especially on the corn. Minnesota beans are as far along as anybody, but those numbers will come out this afternoon with the holiday yesterday. Usually after we're more than half done, we start seeing grinding upward. So there are people talking about the lows are in and we're going to grind higher. And here again on beans, we're up 11 at 899.5 in the Novembers at the moment. We have the December corn at 382.25, up 1.5. That's one off their high. Hogs are up 40 to 50. Cattle have been both sides. We've been up 80 to down 50. And we get the outside markets. Crude oil's up 30. And the U.S. dollar is up 11. Those things can help push and pull. But timing of the year, once we get past 50% done harvest, we usually start to grind higher. And that's in the back of people's minds as we go forward here.
And, Pete, what are we thinking with the export inspection reports coming up later this morning?
Those are supposed to be fairly decent. It depends on where we're going. I mean, the beans have been better than expected the last couple times, and the corn not as good as expected, and that's expected to kind of continue, I think, beans being a fairly good number and corn being not so good a number.
All right, Pete. Well, thank you very much for that report. We appreciate it.